This is happening at a time of exceptional economic angst amongst the population. The country is in the midst of its first ever sovereign debt default, and once again under some form of adult supervision by the IMF, as well as haircuts on domestic investments by Ghanaians holding government bonds. But you wouldn't know any of this if you followed the candidates and song and dance election campaigns across the country. On the campaign trail, you continue to hear promise upon promise of whatever needs to be said to win an election. What you will not hear is discussion of how to break the stranglehold of debt, of Eurobond debt, or the habit of IMF recidivism in which we are caught. No way out of the economic cul-de-sac. After all, when push comes to shove, those we elect to run our public affairs, and for that matter, our economy, will, especially if a general election is on the horizon, simply turn to external managers we have never elected and cannot hold to account to step in again with a bailout and to steer the sinking economic ship back to safe harbor, albeit only temporarily.